We're almost past full-blown COVID. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the Financial Times. The Biden advisor says with cases falling from the record Omicron surge, he hopes we can wind down all COVID restrictions in a few months. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky remains firm, recommending
masking in areas of high and substantial transmission. That is essentially everywhere in the country in public indoor settings.
This is the fight over masks rages.
The rule is really just a tool for compliance. It has nothing to do with common sense, law, or science.
Parents and suspended students got cheered at the Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting demanding the county stop defying Republican Governor Youngkin's order letting kids opt out of school mandates. Virginia's legislature is working on a bill to make that opt-out a law as other states reconsider restrictions.
Today we expect New York Governor Kathy Hochul to announce that she will not extend the state's indoor mask mandate, instead letting it expire tomorrow. She's only the latest high-profile Democratic governor to change course on COVID.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. Illinois' governor may revise his mandate as well today. A second Michigan man has pleaded guilty this morning to plotting to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the anger over her COVID restrictions in 2020. Four others face trial next month. The Justice Department is facing Republican backlash to the sentence a rioter got in Minneapolis in the 2020 protests after George Floyd's death.
Montez Lee Jr. broke into a Minneapolis pawn shop and set the business on fire. Police later found the body of a 30-year-old Oscar Stewart. He's a father of five. They found him inside that scorched store. Lee pled guilty to one federal count of arson, but he was never charged by the Trump Justice Department with Stewart's death.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. The Biden administration pushed for leniency, saying Lee's not a threat to society. America's listening to Fox News. The U.S. is on the verge of getting some more support in the standoff with Russia over a feared Ukraine invasion. Slovakia, a NATO ally, is readying an agreement approved by its parliament to let the U.S. use two Slovak Air Force bases in that country, which has a border with Ukraine. Some lawmakers there objected, fearing it would risk provoking Russia. Failure. Way up in the sky above us.
SpaceX says about 40 of its small Starlink satellites are headed back to Earth. They were put into orbit last week to help connect remote parts of the world to the Internet. But this batch was hit by a geomagnetic storm, disabling them. The company says the satellites will burn up as they re-enter the atmosphere, so nothing should hit the ground. On the upside, the Starlink satellites that are still in orbit are going to be helping the people of Tonga reconnect to the Internet. The island nation was cut off 3 weeks ago when it was struck by a tsunami created by a volcanic eruption. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
You may have noticed, anyone who drives has, gas has suddenly gotten pricier again after coming down a bit in the fall, surging 8 cents in a week, 16 cents the past month, with AAA's national average for regular at $3.47 per gallon. Two Democratic senators running for re-election have a plan to save us some money.
Senate Democrats Mark Kelly and Maggie Hassan are calling for a suspension of the gas tax through the end of the year. That tax is 18.4 cents a gallon. It's allocated for highway construction and public transit projects. The legislation from the two senators would require the Treasury Department to transfer funds to make up for lost revenue and also require oversight that gas companies pass savings to consumers. Lawmakers have proposed several gas tax suspensions over the years. None have generated enough support to pass. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 320 points, the Nasdaq surging 220. The U.S. won its first Olympic gold in Beijing. Lindsay Jacob Ellis got it in snowboard cross. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.